broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
It's Patty Conklin, the Patty Conklin Show. Thank you so much for being with us. I did not hear my music cue, so I'm assuming I'm on with my co-host and good friend, Vanessa Hall, MD. Vanessa, as always, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. So, you know, we wanted to talk today about nutrition and exercise. And I think nutrition, like eating real food. But I want to kind of say a caveat before. We didn't have quite enough time to talk about this, but I want to throw a caveat out there of something to think about outside of exercise and nutrition. So we'll get to nutrition and exercise. But I wanted to take just a minute to talk to our audience about what's taking place around the country. We had an inauguration just a few days ago, and it just seems to be ripping people apart. You know, everybody wants to make their point about why or why not, you know, whichever political party that you're gathering for. And I've really been thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? I think it's really coming back to supporting each other, going back to our communities and being helpful to each other and being there for each other and just, you know, block out the noise. You know, let's not dislike each other for beliefs. Let's just get back to the basics. And I'm thinking about this in terms of our nutrition and so on as well. But let's get back to the basics and become a community again. And I know we've talked about it in another show. And I think it's just really, really important that we do that, that we take care of each other. You know, one of the things that I appreciate about coming from Brooksondale, New York, Ithaca, New York, is we became the first area in the country that had a barter newspaper. And I loved it, you know, where we could barter with each other for food and so on. And for food, for firewood, you know, whatever we needed. And really strong community. And I think that's just really important. So that's kind of my two cents on where we are as a country. But I think it's important. You know, we just have too many. We're so divisive that I think we need to kind of ignore the outside noise and the hierarchy and get back to being of service to each other. So that's my rant for the day. Would you like
basics? No, I agree with you. I mean, I know that this past election has torn even some families apart.
Oh yeah.
And I think that we can agree to disagree.
Yep.
You know, and civil discourse, and that my opinion is as important or not important as anyone else's.
That's
and
right.
And I think we need to respect that and respect how people want to live their lives.
Yep.
I think it's important for us not to condemn anyone for how they want to live their life. I think that, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we really believe that, then we need to respect that. I mean, I have said to people many times that, you know, I live in the South. The Ku Klux Klan still is around. And
right.
I would support their right to march through the street and say what they want to say and have their opinions. I support free speech.
Yeah.
When it comes to crossing the line and threatening me or anything like that, well, then I have a problem.
But I think that we need
to live and let live. Right?
Yeah.
Live and let live.
Yep. It's so true, and I really agree with you. I've just seen too many families ripped apart. It's like, well, you voted this way, so I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And it's like, goodness, let's come back to the community and be with each other and help each other regardless of what your political affiliation is and what you believe and so forth. Let's just come back to community. So that's kind of my start off basics this morning. And going as well into the basic, you know, getting back to eating healthy and the basics of eating healthy. And let's talk about nutrition and how it affects our stress level and so on and so on.
Yeah. Well, let's just start with the body. The human body is much like it was thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
As far as we eat food, we digest it down to its basic elements and nutrients, and then those nutrients go into the body, and each cell takes up the nutrients it needs to do what it does. So a kidney cell does something different from a liver cell, from a brain cell, etc. What we have to understand is the human body was not designed to take in fake food. So, for instance, trans fat, which no one should ever eat, are toxic. And they're toxic because the cell membrane, the wall around the cell that holds all the contents in where all the activity occurs, have to incorporate fats into their wall to be able to take in nutrients, to send enzymes out, to send out waste. I mean, that cell wall is an important factor for that cell's function and life.
Right.
Trans fats will get incorporated into the cell wall, but the cell wall will not function normally because that fat doesn't fulfill the requirements that real fat has for that normal function. And so fake food, you know, while we can eat it and we can feel full, the body isn't designed to use it.
Well, talk to me real quick though about fake food. What would you consider to be fake food? Because I'm thinking of all my comfort foods of Cheetos and all that good stuff. You know, all the stuff.
I love Cheetos. You know, I love Cheetos.
I know, we both do.
So what I'm saying with fake food, I'm talking about things that are just processed chemicals. When you put trans fats in a food, like you take a food that's actually okay, and then you add trans fats to it. Like you take chicken, and you batter it up, and then you fry it in trans fat. You've taken chicken, fried chicken, which isn't ideal, but you can eat that sometimes. It's not going to harm you.
Right.
And then you've made it a fake food because you've added this fake fat to it that you fried it in. Fake food, I mean, read the label. If you can't pronounce the ingredients, there's a problem.
Right.
More than likely.
Right.
You know, you have food coloring. You have preservatives. You have other chemicals for keeping it from flaking or keeping it from, you know, becoming compacted. You know, you have all these things to make it look good. You have things to make it last on the shelf for, you know, 6 years. Well, you know, sorry. Do you really want to be eating something that's been in a can on your shelf for 6 years just because you can? I mean, something's wrong with that. If you take, you know, I always use this example, but I love McDonald's french fries, so don't get me wrong. And I do eat them once in a while on a road trip.
Yep.
But yep. I remember one time I found a McDonald's French fries cleaning out my car, and I couldn't remember the last time I had gone to McDonald's. And that little French fry was hard as a rock, but perfectly yellow.
Yeah.
No ants on it. There were no ants on it. Wouldn't eat it.
Wow.
And
that's,
I'm like,
that's the
well,
first clue.
That's something's wrong when a food doesn't rot.
Yeah.
Think yeah. about that.
Totally.
That's just, yeah, that's a fake food, okay?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, and a real vegetable, you know, not the vegetable puffs, you know, in the snack section. You know, let me puff some, you know, carrots and puff some whatever. No, eat the real carrot, okay?
Yeah.
There are all sorts of nutrients that you're just not going to get out of a puffed processed thing.
Right.
So, you know, real food. The other thing, too, I mean, unfortunately, I do believe, you know, this is a little aside, I do believe that we need to take supplements at this point. You need to take quality supplements, or I'm, you know, just started taking super greens because it's powdered vegetables and processed in a way that the nutrients are maintained. But food is grown in depleted soil. Our food farming processes are trying to get maximal growth. We overuse the fields. The nutrients are sucked out. We throw fertilizer and pesticides in it, and we get food that lacks nutrients and then has, you know, basically poison on it. And and so, you know, we really need to supplement. The other thing we do is we get food that's from halfway around the world.
Yes.
It's picked when it's not ripe, and it's shipped over, and sometimes they actually spray stuff on food to make it look ripe, okay?
Right.
And, you know, there's something really wrong with that, but that food can't possibly have maximal nutrients if it was picked prematurely. You know, that's why
very true.
Buying local, you know, we go to the farmer's market, and they've got beautiful produce. That produce
right.
was picked probably the day before.
Yep.
That's
yep.
where you're going to get that, you know, maximal nutrition out of that real piece of food. So, you know, it's just so important to have smarter choices.
Well, but
and the same goes with meat. They're trying to grow meat in a test tube.
Right. That's so horrible. I don't know why that was ever approved.
Well, they pretended like it had less of a carbon footprint on the earth, you know, like it's climate
That's
friendly
cool.
or whatever, and it actually isn't.
right.
So, you know, if you're going to eat meat, eat something,
eat meat.
Some grass-fed beef.
Yeah. But let's go back to the vegetables a little bit, because I think it's important here. I mean, you grew up in the boroughs, in New York City. You know, there aren't a lot of farmers markets in major cities. There just aren't, and people don't have the capability to have a car or drive out to the countryside, whatever. What do you recommend for them? Because I know that it can be a challenge, especially in the inner cities, to get fresh food. You know, they don't have a huge supermarket in there. We've got little convenience shops, right?
Well, we do have, we can have things shipped to us, but, you know, this creates an expense. You know, and I get that. I get that, you know, shopping at Whole Foods, which we call Whole Paycheck. Don't get me wrong, I shop at Whole Foods, and they have some wonderful things there. And some of that can be pricey. But, you know, there has to be a Walmart somewhere nearby. They do have real vegetables and fruit. And, you know, quite frankly, even if you eat kale from the big box, that's going to be better than eating it out of a can or not getting
right.
any. So,
Well, A, I
yes,
don't think
every
anyone.
Situation has some challenges, but I think that, you know, you do the best that you can with what you have.
Right.
One of the things that I do is I use a company called Daily Harvest because I have challenges for breakfast. I started doing before because it was quick and was easy, and they used real food, and it's frozen, and I can take it out when I need it, throw some soy milk or almond milk in it or whatever, and, you know, microwave it or put it on a skillet and have breakfast pretty quickly. So there are services like that. There are food services out there that people can utilize.
Right. But I wanna go to, you know, the single mom in the boroughs who has five kids, who's living on subsidy, and they can't afford Daily Harvest. And last time, any major cities, I haven't seen a Walmart down in major cities. How do we help them? I mean, do we encourage them to have, well, I mean, how about little garden boxes on their porch? You know,
that's hard
it
to do. And gardening requires time.
Yeah.
You have to tend to a garden. You know, otherwise the bugs and other things will destroy it.
Right.
You know, we had bunnies and chipmunks that, you know, got into the garden and they wreaked havoc. So, you know, each situation has challenges. I really do not have an answer for inner city. I think this is a question for cities to take care of their citizens, to make sure that there aren't food deserts. You know, I think that is a legit concern that cities should take up and make sure that food is available for people to get. You know, and that's a issue for the country. Like, what do we value? You know, our values
right.
as a nation. We should value decent food being available for everyone.
Yes.
You know, we have fallen short. We have fallen way short in many schools where they do take out fast food and bring it in for lunch because it's quote, too expensive to have a cafeteria. What kind
right.
of insanity is that?
Right. It's so crazy. I remember going to my granddaughter's class for her birthday, and her lunch was you find them in the grocery store, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a circular peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a wrapper. And I thought, wow, that's lunch. I mean, crazy.
That's better than other things that they could have had.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
True. So, okay. So inner city needs to do more in terms of making garden space or community space, whatever, which they do a lot in the suburbs, and, of course, farmers markets, like you were talking. When
mm-hmm.
we go to farmer markets, I mean, we're not only getting good food, but we're supporting our community. We're
yes.
supporting our local farmers.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. What about, you know, what are some, this is a Patty question. What are I know it. What are some comfort food stuff that I can buy at the store that is still, like, going to be okay for me?
You know, how about a baked sweet potato?
Ew.
Or baked potato.
Baked potato, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You lots
know?
Of potassium.
How about if you make yourself homemade macaroni and cheese?
Now you're pushing the limit on my cooking capability. But, yeah, I hear you.
So, Patty, you can shred some cheese.
Yes, I can.
And I know you can boil water.
that's about it, but yes, you're right. I can on both.
You know, I mean, that's a comfort food.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't want anyone to mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't eat baked potato with butter and sour cream and don't eat, you know, macaroni and cheese.
Right.
I eat it all the time, you know? Have a smaller portion. Make sure you've got some vegetables on your plate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But and make it real. You know, not some fabricated something that's got, you know, 10 pounds of preservatives in it.
Right. I mean, that's really what it gets back to, right? Is the level of preservatives and so forth that is put into food that is, you know, pre-made. Ready to
and,
eat.
And the body has to deal with that stuff and detoxify it and get rid of it, and that puts a stress on the system. So when we come back, let's talk about the stress on our bodies when we take in these substances.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds great. Okay, we'll see you on the other side, folks.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming back and rejoining us. You are listening to the Patty Conklin Show with my co-host, Vanessa Hall, MD, and we are talking about nutrition. We're going to get around to exercise as we move on, but Vanessa, we were talking about trans fats, and Jay, our awesome producer, was talking about McDonald's French fries when we were on break.
I think that when we left at the break, we were going to talk about what our body has to do to deal with the toxins that are found in food.
Right.
You know, because someone said, well, it's just an antibiotic. It's just a hormone. It's just a pesticide. But you have to think about this. Those aren't things that the body utilizes. And so they're really seen as toxins. And the body has to process toxins to eliminate them from the body, either through urine or through bile or through the skin. And if the body is overloaded with toxins, guess where those toxins go?
Where do they go?
They're stored in fat. They're stored in the fat cell.
Fat, yeah.
And that's one reason why some people, it's contributing to difficulty losing weight, because the body is genius. And it says, girl, if we have you lose all that weight, we're going to dump a lot of toxins in you, and you're going to be sick.
Right.
So the body goes,
right.
Nope, we're not letting it go. We've got to hold on to this more than you need to lose this fat. So toxins, I mean, it's a big deal. And so not putting more in is a really good place to start.
Yeah. I mean,
and here's the other thing that you get from it. In order for the body to metabolize these toxins into something that can be excreted in skin, urine, or bile, all of the cofactors for that metabolic processes that are required for that detoxification and then excretion require, guess what? Vitamins and minerals and amino acids. Vitamins, minerals, and amino acids are required. Okay? So if you don't take in the nutrients needed for the body to have the active metabolism to detoxify the chemicals, your body can't keep up. The body's going to store them. So good nutrition helps you detoxify anything that you do take in. So good nutrition
and
is even more important.
But isn't it even more, I mean, the nutritional status, even more important to someone like me, who, you know, I'm not good at taking pills. I'm not good at taking supplements. I forget about them. I buy them. I forget about them. I don't take them. So my body's not getting any additional support from me, for the most part, in terms of helping me break my food down into nutritional components that my body's really going to utilize. And so nutrition, it seems like, in terms of what I'm eating and not eating processed foods, is even that much more important.
It's even that much more important. You know, I think that we can make supplementation easier. You know, my spouse hates pills, capsules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gummies, chewables, those work. Okay. So sometimes you just have to search a little harder to get the nutrient in a format that makes it easy for you to take. I personally like Super Greens. I can't remember the brand, but it tastes good. I like drinking it, you know, and so I will do it.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it just takes, you know, a little more effort to find the thing in the format that helps you be consistent in doing it.
Right. I know that, you know, I'll go back to gummies. I mean, I like gummies versus pills. But the sugars, the stuff that they put in gummies, isn't that great.
Yeah. Some gummies, for sure. But that's where, you know, again, you've got to read labels.
Yeah.
You know, there's no getting away from it. You got to read labels on your gummies and your foods and everything. And that's why you have to buy your supplements from reputable sources. You know. Life Extension is a company that I think, that I like. They will sell direct to, the public. A lot of the companies that I get products from do not sell direct to the public. You have to have a physician connect you and order things.
Right.
So, that, you know, I have access to a lot more stuff. But, you know, we have to be smart. We have to do our homework. We have to be diligent, and we have to put our health and wellness, you know, at the top of the list. And we have to be mindful of what we ingest.
Not, right.
You know, as food, but in our mind as well. Like you said, you know, let's step away from the rhetoric out there because, you know, food for our mind, that's what we're taking in. So then we can control that. We can take in more positive and empowering things than
right.
negativity. Yes, it takes work. I mean, this is where, you know, having a consultation, a wellness consultation, can be helpful.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
I do wellness consultations. I work with people and help, you know, assess what their needs are. Because, you know,
right.
each of us has different family history, for instance. We have, you know, there are people, we have different backgrounds. And so genetically we may not handle certain foods like another person.
Right.
Except we can get into
right.
food sensitivities, you know. Like I said, I've got eggs are on my food sensitivity list. Well, who knew? You know, so eggs
right.
for me are not something that they're good for me in the sense of the protein, but I react to them, and so then they're causing other issues. I mean, having a professional to help you navigate this is great.
Right.
Again, there's an expense that goes with that. These tests that I talk about are not cheap.
Right.
But, you know, we...
But they're important.
You know, we need to do the best we can with what we have. And being mindful of what we're putting in our bodies is the first step. A lot of people haven't read a label ever.
True.
Ever.
That is so true.
So,
that is so true.
And just because it says organic, just because it says all natural, you know, don't be misled. That means nothing.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back, because that's really important, the organic versus what's really organic. So when we come back, let's pick up with that. And folks, we've got Vanessa Hall, MD, and Patty Conklin with you. We'll be right back.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit PattyConklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's PattyConklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com, scroll down to Remote Healing, and book your appointment now. That's Remote Healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at PattyConklin.com. You'll be glad you did. PattyConklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
everyone. Welcome back. It's Patty Conklin and Vanessa Hall coming back to you from the Patty Conklin Show at HealthyLifeNetwork.com. And we're talking about healthy life today. We're talking about nutrition, what's organic, what's not organic, exercise, all that stuff. So, Vanessa, continue on. We were talking about eating organic.
Well, you know, one of the challenges is, you know, is something really organic? And I just Googled, yeah, you know, organic, and it says the organic designation on food means that food was grown, processed, and handled using organic practices. This includes using minimal to no chemicals, such as synthetic pesticides and artificial fertilizers. It says the organic certification is a process, blah, 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 and it's expensive and lengthy. And so that's something that is questionable, I think, because I think that if you didn't see the certifications, then you don't know that it's necessarily organic. And I've heard of companies doing the process to begin with and then not maintaining it, but not changing it labels. So, okay. And then, you know, you have the all natural thing. Well, what does that really mean? You know, is there some definition there? As I try to Google that one too. All natural food designation. So it gets challenging. That's why, you know, it's challenging. Okay.
Yeah.
It says here all natural designation on a food level label means that the food contains no artificial ingredients or color and is minimally processed. However, the term natural doesn't necessarily indicate that the food is healthier than other options.
Wow.
It really is pretty confusing out there. And so, you know, that's where a nutritionist can be really helpful. So, but you know what? Do the best that you can, because something that is all natural is probably more likely to be better for you than things that aren't. But read the label. Again,
right,
you know, if you're reading things that sound like, you know, a science lab, then, you know, maybe that's not the thing to eat.
Not the thing to eat. So,
yeah,
you know,
we were talking about carnivore diet versus vegan diet.
Vegan, yeah.
And I know you're a big carnivore. And, you know, humans
have been eating meat forever.
Now, there are problems if all you eat is meat and you're getting, you know, massive amounts of meat. It taxes the system. It taxes your kidneys. You know, so that's not a good idea. Being a vegan is fine, but what I found, at least in the vegans that I've encountered in practice, is that they didn't have the rudimentary understanding of what amino acids are being represented in the foods they eat. Because the thing about meat is you get the full array of essential and non-essential amino acids. And
right,
science here, non-essential amino acid is an amino acid that the body can make from other amino acids. So if you're a little low in this and it has a lot of another one, it can convert it. Then there are essential amino acids, and those that the body cannot make from other amino acids, and you have to eat them. And then there are the ones that are sort of in between, where
right,
you can make them, but you can't make a lot of it. And so when you eat a piece of meat, steak, your favorite, you get the
yep,
whole array. But if you're a vegan, then you need to know what protein sources you are eating and making sure that you are covering all the bases to get all of the amino acids you need. Most vegans do not plot and plan their food that way. And
right,
so oftentimes become nutritionally deficient. And while maybe a vegan diet is healthier if it's done properly, it's hard to do. And many people don't know. And so that's where they get in trouble. And I actually had a patient when I was a medical student who was a vegan, and their white blood cells looked like they had leukemia or lymphoma, leukemia. And it turned out they were just very B vitamin deficient. And they got B vitamins and it corrected. And I was just stunned by that.
Wow.
So, you know, I applaud anyone who wants to be vegan, but there's a caveat. You really need to understand your food pairings and groupings and making sure you're covering all the bases, particularly for the amino acids, which are from protein, that you're getting. So
let's look at, you know, when we're looking at nutrition and foods we like to eat, and let's, you know, put it in my category of pretty sedentary. You know, I'm sitting at a desk most of the day, you know, on the phone with clients, and I'm not getting a lot of exercise. And so when I'm eating nutritionally, whether I'm eating, you know, more meats or, you know, I find that if I'm eating pastas or breads or potatoes and so forth, I'm going to put on more weight. And I know that exercise is so important. So what kind of exercising can someone who's in that 9-to-5 job, sedentary, what kind of things can we move into?
Okay, so first things first, diet trumps exercise all day, every day.
Really?
Most of us cannot exercise enough to make up for a crappy diet. Okay.
Interesting.
So, I mean, think about it. You get on the treadmill at the gym, you get your 30 minutes in, and you look at it and you see how many calories you ostensibly burn, and it says, you know, 140. Well, A, you probably didn't burn 140. And even if you did, that's one Coca-Cola.
Right.
One Coke is 155
right.
calories. So, you know, how are you going to make up for that extra whatever that you had? Most of us are just not that exercise to do that.
Right.
So, things you can do.
Let's talk about that when we get back. I'll run around the room a couple of times while we're on break and come back and tell you how many calories I've burned.
Okay.
We'll see you when we get back, folks.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We were talking about me taking a couple of laps around the room here before we came back on, and I'm sure I've, you know, dropped 20 calories in that 2.5 minutes. So talk to me about exercise. Talk to me about, you know, because most of us do have desk jobs.
Yes, myself included. So, several years ago I read an article, a medical article, and it said sitting was the new smoking. That sitting carried as much risk as smoking as far as being detrimental to our health. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, whoa,
that's horrible.
Yeah. So I went out and I invested in stand-up desks. So for most of this chat we've been having, I've been standing at my desk. Now I stand and I sit and I stand and I sit, but mostly I stand. And when I stand, I'm moving around because I can't just stand still in one place. So I'm burning a few more calories than I would had I been sitting. What I can tell you is that my neck and my back are very happy that I stand. Because when I sat all day, I had to go to the chiropractor all the time. But I have a app thing on my laptop and phone. It's called Better Me. And they have these short little videos of exercises, and they can be intense exercises or it can be chair yoga. So I haven't gotten consistent with it, I admit it, but I'm able to sit down and do an 8-minute or 12-minute chair yoga during the day. Most of us can find 12 minutes to do it.
Right.
When it's warmer out, right now the high today is 30, which is just way too cold.
Ridiculous,
You know, I go for a walk. I call a friend that I haven't seen in a while, and instead of going for coffee at the bakery, I say, let's meet at the park, and let's go for a walk. And so now I'm visiting with my friend, I'm getting some activity exercise in, and I'm not even paying attention to actually getting the activity in. I'm paying attention to my friend, and the activity is just gravy on top.
Right.
I think we need to be creative, and I think we need to just be, we need to move more. We need to walk when we can. When it's nice out, I've walked to the post office 1.5 miles away and back, you know, because I needed to mail something. So, you know, it's not just about going to the gym and pounding out, you know, some weights and all. It's about just moving more, you know? And so, and I think that if you start by doing something, if you can do 8 minutes of chair yoga a day, that's fabulous, because that's a lot more than you were doing. I actually, 2 weeks ago, started doing 5 sun salutations, which is a flow of yoga poses, every morning. And I'm trying to do that regularly. But, like, I'm making that my habit. I've made it 2 weeks now. So,
is that before or after coffee?
That's before coffee.
Oh, wow.
That gets
me
going.
Okay, I'm impressed.
You know?
Yeah.
And what I'll tell you is that my, I feel looser, my body feels more awake, I have a little bit of sweat glistening around my head, and I feel better. And so, you know, just start doing something.
Yeah.
Walking is free. We can all do that. A friend of mine, would run up and down his steps. Now, he was fanatic, and he's like 65 years old, and he's got a 12-pack.
Yeah.
You know, most of us don't have that kind of drive, you know, but, you know, parking farther away and walking to the store. I mean, just those little things, they add up. I think of
right.
If you're working from home at a desk, a stand-up desk is great. So I've got them, I crank them up. My day job desk, I leave it up. So I come in here and I stand all day at this. But when I have breaks in work, I'll sit down at my personal desktop. But then I'm standing up again.
Right.
You know, so
right.
You don't have to be like, oh, I've got to have a workout routine. You know, you don't.
Right.
Another thing that's quick, it's intense though, is high intensity interval training where you're, you know, busting it for 20 seconds and then you're resting for, I don't know, I guess 40 seconds or 20 seconds, and but you're alternating back and forth. You do that for 4 minutes and, you know, and you can do something as simple as squats. Do squats for 20 seconds as fast as you can, you know, or do push-ups or do sit-ups and then
right.
rest and then just do, you know, do that, you know, for that 4 minute cycle.
Right.
You can easily do it on an exercise bike.
Right.
That is a great exercise. And you can vary it where it's a cardio thing like riding a bike, or it's more of a calisthenics thing like doing push-ups or sit-ups or squats. And so you can
yeah.
build muscle, you can build your stamina. You know, be creative. There are all sorts of things online that can show you things and, you know, have your little workout. You know, but it takes effort. It takes you finding, you know, going and finding it. One of the best things is just to find something that you like to do and then go do it.
Right. Right.
You know?
I remember when I moved up here with the boys and they were like, oh, we're so happy you're here because now you can do jiu-jitsu with us. And I remember going into the jiu-jitsu gym, you know, and being 20 to 30 years older than anybody that was in there. But what was great about it, and I need to start going back because my hip's back to being better, but what I loved about it was the exertion, the
mm-hmm.
stamina, the exercise, everything while you're just having a blast.
Yeah.
You know,
and you've got some community along with
out.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And you just didn't look at it as exercise because,
right, because you were having so much fun.
So much fun, yeah. Yeah, and
yeah.
I think that,
I mean, that's,
you know,
what I said,
like
find something
are,
you like.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, what they say, if you like what you do for work, then you never work a day in your life.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing
right.
with exercise. If you really like it, then you'll just do it.
Yeah. And there's so many good apps out there now, you know, like the chair yoga. I've been starting to do some of that. And me being me, you know, some of the bed yoga. You know, of just being able to lay in bed and do some of the yoga poses before I get out of bed in the morning is just, it's comfortable for me. I enjoy
well, but
it.
And the thing is, every little bit counts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's important,
you know?
Isn't it? It's like every
yes.
little bit does count. We feel like we need to go to the gym for an hour in order to make inroads, and that's just not true.
It's just not true.
Yeah.
You know, it's really a matter of prioritizing. Is this really important to me? And if it's not,
yeah.
then why not? And
right.
once you figure out why not, then that's a belief that's no longer working for you. Shed that one and then take on a belief that exercise, activity, not just exercise, is important for me.
Yeah.
Activity, being more active, you know.
Yeah. So important.
That helps as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
You know,
get
we just need to not
something.
Be so limited in our thinking.
Right. In that thinking and belief. So as always, folks, thank you so much for joining us and listening in. If you ever have any questions or thoughts, please feel free to email us. You've got our information on Healthy Life Network. And just check it out. and email us if you'd like to. But as always, we appreciate you, and Vanessa and I will see you next time. Thank you so much.
Yes, actually, next time is going to be me. You're just going to be here.
That's right.
It's going to be me, Greta, and my special guest, my coach, Greta Count.
Yep.
This will be
sounds
a good,
good.
One, folks.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Take care.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on Services, and you're there.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit her store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. Pattyconklin.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.